Does Paris Hilton have Down syndrome?
Hey, all you assholes, come and listen to us. It's the Keith and the Girl Show.
All right, I think that the whole world was convinced that Paris Hilton had something, so now it's been confirmed.
It's been confirmed.
By the way, this is Patrice, obviously our gossip queen.
Hello.
Yeah, and we're hearing things in news and stuff like that that reported earlier.
Today, yes. I heard on the radio that What's-Her-Face's split, Paris Hilton and...
And Nicole Richie.
Today, they confirmed it on the radio. We confirmed it last week, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, for next week, I have the reason why they split. It turns out that when Paris Hilton's sex tape came out, Nicole Richie had a screening party of it at her house. And Paris was not amused.
What?
All of Paris's other friends got together to watch her do SNL that night. She had everyone over under the guise of watching SNL, and they all ended up watching the sex tape at Nicole's house.
Shut up.
Yeah. She was not a friend to the end. So
Paris Hilton had to have known about this to get it out. Had to know about the tape and that they all really know.
This one time, I don't believe she knew. I believe the boyfriend had a plan from the start, but I don't think she knew he was going
to
do that.
Does Down syndrome have anything to do with being retarded? Is it just muscles?
It's a form of retardation.
So it makes more sense when she stares at you like a dummy.
Well, no.
This is good news that it got leaked out.
Yeah.
There's a doctor.
How can you keep picking on her?
Who's theorizing that because... If you ever like look in a picture at her hands and her feet are size 11 and she has giant hands, okay. That there's a disease called acromegaly, and it's sort of parallel to Down syndrome. It's a benign tumor that causes an excessive growth hormone, and she just might have it, and that might be why she speaks so slow as well.
The fact that, like, you know, that you're saying the hand is bigger or whatever, is just that if your hand is bigger than your face, you have retardation, and then the smack them in the face?
And you know who keeps falling for that one?
Paris Hilton.
Well, for her height, her hands and her feet, her extremities are larger than they should be.
How tall is she?
She's about 5'8".
Yeah, she is.
Oh, I thought she was taller than that.
No, she's about 5'8".
See that?
She's just really skinny, so she looks taller. But
okay.
But in proportion, apparently it's being theorized that she might have a form of the disease.
From now on, I'm checking everyone's feet and hands for retardation.
Or I won't talk to them.
Your hands are tiny.
I'm not retarded, Hamda.
That's what the retard would say. Paris Hilton, you know, is I didn't want to yap about it until she started doing it, but coming the end of April, she's going into podcasting. She's going to be our competition.
That's right. On the 29th, she's doing a podcast in conjunction with House of Wax.
Very exciting. And in the promos, she's not in the promos. I bet she dies in like the first 10 minutes.
She is not in the promos because one of the taglines, they're even selling t-shirts on the site that have the tagline, Watch Paris Die, which it's not funny because there's people out there crazy enough to sort of try to make that come true. So I would never co-sign on that being a tagline for anything I was involved in, but she apparently sees the humor.
I personally cannot wait, though, for that show.
The podcast?
That radio show, yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about shopping and partying.
No,
that should be very exciting.
I think that this will be the interview. Go ahead. Ask me any question.
I don't think it's going to be an interview, though. I think she's just going to talk like it's a vlog.
She doesn't know.
Yeah.
It's going to be part interview, part talking. It's going to be a little bit about an hour long. Yeah.
Were you excited about being in your first... now, you've been in videos, this will be your first real movie.
Yeah, that's hot. Yeah, that's hot.
Do you understand this technology now, this podcasting?
You have to... pay me when I say that's hot.
I copyrighted it. Yeah. Me and Nikki are the only girls that are pretty.
Are you guys still friends, you and Nikki?
No, we're not friends. She's still not hot.
She used to be hot, though, right?
She was hot, and then she's not hot. She
a lot of things
stop.
Are hot and then not hot.
She's
like,
so desperate.
I have shoes that I just bought yesterday. Yesterday it was hot.
They're
today
hot.
It's not hot.
You know, it'd be awesome on Paris Hilton's last show. She goes, podcasting isn't hot anymore. Bye. That'd be so hot.
She'll do it the next day. She likes to come back to things. To go back to something I sort of talked about before, Paula Abdul and the pills. She's now claiming that she has reflex sympathetic dystrophy.
What the fuck? They're making shit up.
It's a reflex that she keeps popping pills.
And she has to, I think she just threw the word dystrophy in for sympathy because we all think of Jerry's Kids and stuff like that. But she's lying. She's on things.
I'd have more respect if she went to rehab.
She claims the only drug she takes is a prescription drug called Enabrel, and that must be Latin for cocaine. I don't believe her at all. Brad Pitt. Apparently, when you break up with Jennifer Aniston, you just have to change your life completely. He's bowed out of doing a movie he was supposed to do, and he's going to tour the U.S. on motorcycle with his brother instead.
Looking for chicks.
Yeah. I think Ewan McGregor's going to be mad because he actually did a TV show where he went coast to coast on motorcycle and no one really paid attention. But because it's Brad Pitt, it's
Did he really?
Place.
When did he do that?
That was earlier was on last MTV? Year. It was on like A&E or one of those really smart channels, and they showed it in like six parts.
A&E is smart.
They acted smart. Now they're doing reality shows.
That's true. Yeah, but it was one of those more we don't have good commercials kind
is
of
it,
channels.
Is it true that Brad Pitt did have an affair with Angelina Jolie?
They keep claiming no, but they keep turning up in the same place. And even though, they have that movie coming up, they don't have any promo for the movie right now, but they keep turning up in the same places.
Oh, but maybe that's in the foreign promo countries. For the movie, just like Geely.
Well, no, they've already cut the sex scene from the movie. They don't want...
Shut up.
Yeah,
why?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith was supposed to have a sex scene, and apparently the studio is either cut it or reduced it.
Because of this scandal?
Just in general. Scandal. In conjunction with, I guess it didn't do well with test audiences because Jennifer Aniston is a force to be reckoned with.
Oh.
America loves her. She's a friend.
Oh.
Hemda, she's a friend.
Can you
do
imagine?
Do we still like her?
She'll be there for you.
Do we still
you.
Care?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
everyone said, you know what? You're right. I do like her. I don't even know why.
You don't know why?
But she's like a sweetie. I don't know why. And I was like, no, you will not. And I don't even care about famous people. But can you imagine if Keith, you and I got famous and people were and then we broke up and people were like, oh, you can't do that to Hemda, take the sex scene out of the movie. What the fuck? That's ridiculous. But that would be awesome. Next.
Britney Spears. She's not the only pregnant person in her house.
In her house?
Her dog Bit is pregnant.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Is her dog's name really
but
Bit?
But it's a bit yes, but it's a bit incestuous because she got knocked up by her brother's dog.
Britney?
Britney's brother's dog. So it's in the family.
You're losing Keith.
Britney got knocked up by a dog.
No, Britney's dog. actually they referred to him as the rat.
I don't know.
All right.
But yeah, her dog's pregnant by her brother's dog and
come on, that's something Paris would talk about next.
Jerry Seinfeld's wife, Jessica, is expecting their third kid.
He's married to that young girl?
Oh, he stole her from her first husband. She was only married for about 3 weeks, and then they started dating, and she divorced the husband and married him like a month later.
Who is this? This isn't the Jew with the long name, Shoshana.
No, that's been...
Jessica Sklar.
That's yeah. old.
Oh, he's been
I know that's been
her.
Old. I don't know.
He dated her when she was like 16, though.
So she made good purses.
She did.
But so who's pregnant?
His current wife, Jessica, is expecting a third child. They already have two.
Isn't he like 50? He is, though,
he's
right?
Up there, yeah.
By the way, we just noticed that all our friends are like around 40 now.
Really?
I mean, you're not, but Chris just turned 36. My friend turned 40.
And they're all having babies.
No, and they're all retards.
Disgusting.
Chris was just over here. He's 36. He's like, and I'm like, right, you figured something would be different when you got older. And he's like, yeah, I'm still the same schmuck. We're still like hanging out till all hours of the morning. We're still like, nothing is an adult about us at all.
I haven't reached anything adult yet.
Right?
I don't think.
How old are you?
26.
See,
it's not happened yet.
We just had cereal for dinner.
That's right.
I didn't expect this.
And it didn't throw me at all. Of course you had cereal for dinner. What about cook?
Yeah, Patrice came over. We're like, we're so glad you're here. Would you like some cereal?
I was offered an array of cereals, though, yeah. I have to say.
I did bring 3 or 4 boxes
That's
upstairs.
That's right. It was mixing. Taylor Hansen, the Hansen brother that always looked like a girl, his wife just had... Their second baby.
Which one's that? The oldest one?
The middle one.
Isn't he the one that still looked like 12 years old and got married? He got married at 18.
He got married, and his brother now, who's only 19, is engaged as well.
That is
freaky. They're really religious, and they come from a family of like 7 kids. So
that's still
it's
freaky.
No big deal for them. So they're just waiting for the older brother to get married.
I gotta say, this isn't very scandalous.
I know. It's been kind of slow.
Any of them got like coke problems?
Oprah. She talked about the Jamie Foxx thing today.
Oh, cool. Yep.
Her quote is, me and Jamie Foxx are apparently swinging off a chandelier somewhere. She said it's not happening.
Of course she says it's not happening.
Well, Stedman doesn't care. He's getting his check every month.
I thought they broke up, Stedman and her.
They don't break up. They're not together. But
okay.
Salma Hayek is apparently dating Jamie Foxx because they've been spotted all over the place this week. And in funny news, Natasha Lyonne, there's a bench warrant out for her arrest. You might remember her from American Pie movies. She was the grungy
the
girl.
One, yeah.
Yeah. There's a bench warrant because she threatened her upstairs neighbors. She threatened to molest their dog sexually.
That's her.
Yeah, and they didn't take too kindly to it. But also, if you look at the newest issue of Jane Magazine, the one with Pamela Anderson on the cover,
there's, and I will.
I saw it in the bathroom. I was like, he's going to read that today. And there's a story in there by Michael Rapaport about her, because he was her landlord for a while. She lived in his building.
Oh, really?
And she is just bughouse loco with the heroin and everything she has going on. And she's been a lot of fun. And he eventually had to evict her. And when he evicted her, the place was trashed. There were needles all over the place, torn up copies of Hustler. All the kind of good stuff you leave behind.
I'm not a drug addict or nothing. That's how I leave apartments. That's not
well, not
fair.
The needles. Just the
you should have seen actually the apartment that Keith moved into pretty much before he moved in with me. They punched through a wall. Was it a punch or a kick through the wall?
It was probably a punch.
It was a punch as well, but it was like a huge hole that you actually used to store things in between, like in the wall.
Yeah.
Right? Then the door was off its hinges. The sink was always full of crap. He threw bleach in his roommate's room. He urinated everywhere. He had a roommate.
Now only in the clothes drawer.
Oh, only in the drawer.
Right.
Don't want to waste it.
No, that's because I ended up hating that guy. That's different. But yeah, we tore the apartment apart. The apartment where me and Adam lived. Whenever we moved out of there, the landlord wouldn't fix nothing, but still wanted our rent and was taking me to court. So I go to court.
He took you to court? You actually went to court?
He was taking me to court. He sends me these papers saying you have to go to court.
Okay.
And say a month.
And by the way, New York, you don't have to even fear that, because they have to give you, you get at least 3 months before they could even do anything.
And they have to file. They can't just...
It takes forever to get kicked out.
Oh, it's so not fair for landlords.
Yeah, it really
is. No, it's not at all. Once you're in, you're in. So you're ready to go.
That's why there's such sticks about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have to, maybe a month or 2 months, I have to go to court. So I go to court, and it's the day before time to meet to come to court, and I haven't paid my rent. And obviously, I'm going to be in trouble or whatever would happen, have to pay all this money. So I said, you know what? I'm suing him because he never picked this stuff. He's like, okay, take these papers, show up at his where he works and give him these papers.
Oh my
we'll
God.
See you in 3 months. I'm like, okay.
That is
and
terrific.
And then I just left.
And there's no warrant
then after 3 months,
for
I just
you
left.
For not?
Not at all. There should be a warrant out. For tearing the shit out of that place. We tore the shit out of that place. I was so mad at him. There's holes in the walls, of course. I poured sugar in them. We used to play.
I didn't even think of something like that.
Say why you put sugar in it.
Why? I just
roaches?
Did it because... why did I do it? To get roaches. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because you can't find the sugar in the wall.
Right.
You can't even take it out.
Who's looking in the wall for sugar? I would have never thought to put sugar in the wall.
See, he's an asshole.
That's in the asshole handbook or something. You don't just think of that on your own.
You do when, then you're waiting to move out, so maybe you didn't pay your light bill and there's nothing to do, so you start destroying shit. There's
Thank
nothing
God
to do.
The internet was created. People were just troubled before.
No, but now they're looking up how to do it, and they find our podcast, and he tells you exactly how to destroy it.
Step one.
We would tear apart shelves, anything we're not going to take with us, and start playing Hot Lava, where you got to walk on all the broken things. You can't step on the ground because it's hot lava.
That is such a boy thing.
You want to talk about being an adult?
Oh, my God.
It came to the time where you couldn't step on the floor, even if you wanted to.
Oh, my God.
And just broken shelves and everything, playing...
Adam did this too?
Yeah. Me and Adam played plate ball, and you would have a stick from something that's broken, and you throw the dishes at the other guy, and he'd hit the stick. Hit the dishes and try to make a home run. Now, it never worked. The dish would just break right there, but it was a lot of fun.
Wait, aren't those your dishes?
They were somebody's dishes. Whose were they? I don't know.
You
but
don't
they
just
was,
find dishes.
But they were
someone's
shitty dishes.
Dishes.
You know, guy apartments dishes.
Right,
they're not worth carrying.
A whole set for $10.
Yeah.
At the local 99-cent store. Wait, I had another question for you. Because you said the lights were turned off. Isn't it true that you were stuck 3 days with the light turned off with
at
nothing
least.
To
Keeping
do?
Your head above water.
Because you were just moving out and you just shut everything off. What'd you do?
That's very good.
Do you mean I just jerked off and took showers all day long?
Jesus Christ.
Jerked off, took a shower.
That might be a religion.
Jesus Christ, this sucks. I'm using my last couple bucks for a beer.
Beer, lights.
Then,
beer.
Oh, lights. It doesn't work that way. It's like who's that comic, my favorite comic, Greg Giraldo, making that joke about, what do you want a bum to do? Save his money and start buying a wall unit? No, you can spend that quarter on beer now, So might as well get beer and get through it and jerk off again and take a shower. I've never jerked off so much.
How was your penis at the end of all
raw.
That?
Raw.
Oh, God.
Raw.
Nothing worse than that.
Was this at the end of the Adam apartment situation?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, he just happened to leave earlier?
Oh, he moved. Yeah, he moved back home.
I was going to say his parents liked him, didn't he?
Right.
Yeah. Not everyone can say his much.
No. We were the worst. And then we'd have so many dishes, and not unlike now, but we'd have so many dishes in the sink. Then a girl would come over. I would just take a sheet and cover the whole sink.
She'll never be suspicious as to why there's a sheet over the sink.
I'd like to say that you didn't do that when I came over. I saw your dirty everything.
Oh, please. I'm an adult now.
Oh, you don't care anymore.
Yes, it's dirty. I did it.
But you had roommates, so you probably blamed it on your roommate.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I blame everything on my roommate.
Yep.
Oh, that's their weed. It's not my weed.
What's that, when your mom comes over?
Yeah. No, just to herself. This is theirs, not mine.
Exactly. Wait, but you smoke weed, Patrice? I cannot see you smoking weed.
Really, why?
I don't know why. What are you like on weed? Are you
I don't think I'm really that different. I'm just quiet.
I picked her being quiet.
Really?
Yeah.
But she's not that loud anyway.
Well, come on.
Oh, quieter.
Great. Did I explain the I smoked weed story on this podcast?
I don't think so.
What's your you smoked weed?
I wasn't
story.
Here for this.
You don't understand.
No, she doesn't drink, smoke, nothing.
No.
I'd never do it. I tried smoking weed like when I was 21, and I got giggly for about a half an hour, but it took me like 3 tries to even get to that point. Then my roommate Evan moves in when I, like a year after or 2 years after I lived in this place. I'm just seeing Keith at this time. He moved in, and people are always dying to get me high, to get me drunk. They're like, oh, we gotta do it. I don't know why you don't do it. And I'm like, I don't know.
That's what I should start doing, acting like I don't like to drink. And I'm like, I don't know, just never tried it. Yeah. I don't think I'd be interested.
No. That's true. I got so many offers. So I'm like, fuck it. Okay, whatever. So he brings the bong out, and I don't know how to use a bong. I didn't know how to use a bong
because I moved into where I live now.
Great. I hope your mom is listening.
Great.
So anyway, so he does the bong thing for me, the holding it, the whatever. All I have to do is suck in. So I suck it in. And then I'm like, okay, nothing's happening. It tastes like shit. I'm coughing. Then I'm like, okay, nothing. So I take another hit. Now, by the way, Evan, when he smokes weed, all he likes to do is sit there and hang out and like not talk and whatever. He just likes to chill. I keep taking hits, and these are bong hits, which I'm not aware that they get you even more high all of a sudden.
Like lightning.
I swear to God, I'm sitting down. I start getting up, and as I'm getting up, I go like this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Something's happening. And I'm like, okay, I can't freak out. And he's freaking out a little bit because he's like, what the fuck did I just do?
I broke it.
Yeah. And I did not. I'm so not used to being high. Like, I'm not used to being outside of my head. Mm-hmm. So it freaks me out because I really like just knowing what I'm doing. So I'm like, okay, I think I'm high. So I'm like, okay, it's hit me. He's like, okay, don't worry about it. Okay, don't worry about it. Then I go into complete La La Land. You know how you watch movies and you're like, okay, douchebag, you're only high. Like, this it's like an exaggeration. Oh, no. I start going like this. This is all, like, I remember only bits and pieces at this point. But I go to Evan. I'm like, oh, my God, feel this. And I lick his arm. And I'm like, isn't that amazing? He's like, it's great, Hamda. It's awesome. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's so awesome. And I'm just like, I don't remember. I think I was licking my own arm. I was like, oh, my God, that's crazy. And then he's like, he's sitting there, and I get, and I don't realize how close I am to his face. I get all the way, like, almost our noses touching, and I close my eyes, and I'm like, I see you. I see you. And then I start going, you're on TV, Evan. You're on TV. And then I was wearing a wife beater. And I turned the wife beater into capes for us.
Oh, dear.
I don't know if you know this, but if you split the wife beater down the front and down the back, it's only sleeves, but like with a tail. So I'm like, this is yours? This is your cape?
I like that you said, I don't know if you know this. No, this is top secret stuff. I don't know if you know this.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
Your girl's not that big a douchebag.
So continue.
So now we have capes, and I'm quite excited. So I think Evan's freaking out this whole time because, like I said, he's high also. And when he's high, he just wants to chill out. So he finally puts that David Chappelle movie on. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, maybe this will calm her down. Half baked.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to watch this. I calm down. I'm like sitting there. And he had this, you know, when you go to BJ's or Costco's or whatever, those wholesale stores, you buy party mix of thing. He had a whole tub of it. And I tried, he's like, hey, you want some of this? And I tried like one of them. I don't know if it was a cheese roll or whatever. And I was like, that's the greatest thing I ever
cheese
tasted.
Is on 12 when you're high.
You don't understand. I was
it's
like,
just so orange.
I was like, Evan, have some. He's like, I know what it tastes like. No, seriously. And I was like, meh. Oh my God, so good. Oh my God. So I finished half the tub until finally I just fell asleep during the movie sometime. And then the next day I'm like, hey, ever gonna get me high? He's like, you were shameless.
No.
Shameless. He never asked me to get high again.
I'm fine high. It's drunk that I'm trouble.
The drunk?
Yeah.
Didn't we just see you drunk
but
Friday
night?
But
that's beer drunk.
You're okay, beer drunk?
Vodka? No.
Like, what happens then?
I got a fine in college the first semester.
That's because a good start.
We were just drinking. You know, you drink on campus, whatever. It was a dry campus. You weren't supposed to.
And what campus? NYU?
Mercy College. When I was at Mercy first semester. This is before I went to NYU. And
where's Mercy? Long Island?
Mercy's in Dobbs Ferry, Westchester. It's about 30 minutes outside of the city. We drank our faces off, and it was during the Olympics when Big Macs were $2 for $2. So we went to McDonald's and got all these Big Macs and came back to the dorm. And I'd been drinking, and I was going up the hall to give someone a Big Mac. I don't remember quite why. And I decided that my vodka wasn't safe in the room with everyone else. But at the same time, we're not supposed to have liquor on campus. So I'm not smart. I don't stick the liquor in a bag or anything. I'm so drunk, I put it down my pants.
What?
Yeah, just like in the waistband. And I proceed to run up the hallway singing. And I bump right into the head of the dorm. Now, anyone else would attempt to pull the shirt over or, no, I'm not drunk. Of course not. I whip the bottle out and say, hey, Maselli, would you like a drink? He looks at me and shakes his head like, just go. And then Monday, underneath my door, there was a fine.
How much is the fine?
It was $25, but you do like 2 hours of service in the office and you get out of it. I didn't do either.
What?
No.
Never got my degree.
I didn't graduate from there. So
but you
like,
know what I do have? Vodka.
You know? I had vodka in a toaster oven. I was the most dangerous person on campus.
And what?
Yeah, we got you drinking a little bit.
Me?
Yeah. Oh my Christ, that wasn't fun. She
asked,
now,
will
we get
drunk?
High? Will you do
what?
Mushrooms with me?
I
never do anything with him.
I don't get drunk.
It's disgusting.
Well, the thing is it's hard for me to get drunk on regular drinks because I don't like the taste of alcohol.
Right.
So I'll sip it, and I'm nursing it. Like an hour went by, and I think I drank a lot, and it's not even like a quarter of the cup. So this was my company's Christmas party, which I know it sounds like a weird, but it was a whatever Christmas party. Yeah. All my friends were there, basically. So we decided shots because that'll just go, you know. And so I tried a shot, and I'm like, that's much better because it all goes down at once.
Right.
I don't have to be sipping
it's
on
compact.
This bullshit, you know. So one didn't do anything. We tried two. Then we tried six. One and a half.
This is her. She takes one, and she's like, okay, I don't feel anything.
I need
immediate,
the effect right
yeah.
away. So we take another one, then we take, and he's so excited. He keeps, I'm like, whatever I say, he'll go to the bar and get. Not that we're paying for it, but he's like, I'm like, I don't know if I'll drink this, but maybe I'll drink that. He's like, 1 second, I'll go get it. So this is the mistake of all rookies who try to get me to do anything. It's stupid. Mm-hmm. So, okay,
what,
so then.
What do you mean? What's the mistake?
You don't want to see me drunk. You don't want to do it. You're all excited. No, big mistake. Don't get excited. Don't get anything. Okay, so then the last one was a shot and a half. He couldn't even drink the entire shot and a half. And this is Drunky McGee over here we're talking about. I drank it all because I'm like, I thought you were supposed to. So
you don't sip shots. They're called shots.
Yeah. So I drank it all and then I start feeling something. But what did I just got goofy for a few minutes. You saw it in my eyes that something happened.
Is this the one or were you drinking at home? Where's the one where you started fucking at home? Tell that story.
Then we tried again.
In the form of daiquiris, right?
No, that's shots.
Or
again,
some. I was
think.
Making some kind of fruit drink.
Daiquiris take too
drink.
Long.
Yeah, that takes too long. But the problem is if I start feeling anything, then I start
she
freaking
starts
out
wigging
a little.
Out.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, hey, I follow him to the bathroom. I'm like, hey, I think I feel something. Am I supposed to be feeling like this? Because I'm not sure. Hey, I got to do this. And is that normal? I don't know. Can you come with me to the bathroom?
Then you're like, Jesus, why did I do this? What was I expecting?
Yeah,
you know?
I don't. Yeah, I think it's too late. Like, once you hit 21, it's too late. It's you should have gotten drunk
and
already.
Then,
yeah.
And then,
I started young, so.
And then she says this has nothing to do with it, but totally coincidentally, in the middle of the night, she's so sick. She's crying. She's in the bathroom.
I always cry,
trying to, like,
when
she
I'm,
has
when
to
I'm
throw
sick
up.
When I'm sick and I have to throw up, I can't take it.
I don't like throwing up, so I've never
it. She hates
drunk.
The thought of it and won't throw up.
No,
and
I won't.
She's
I don't.
And she's up. We're up. How long? 2 hours?
Oh, come on. 2 hours.
Yeah, at least.
Come on.
At least.
It feels like 2 hours because it's annoying.
Feels like
well, yeah,
days.
Because you're laying next to the toilet reevaluating your life.
I have
like,
to throw
I'm
up, not
person.
Throwing up. Yeah, but it has nothing to do with the drinking,
no,
by the way. Drinking doesn't affect me.
I don't
me.
Think so.
No, not
I really don't. It's not like I got drunk.
Right.
It's not like I got drunk.
That happened twice.
I don't like
throwing
up. But you weren't drunk.
I wasn't drunk. Well, I never got... I see... And I'd like to have something where I can get a little like, okay, see you later. You know, like people have smoking, people have whatever. I have nothing. Mm-hmm. I have to sit in whatever shit I put myself in. Like, don't you feel good? Like you have a drink sure. at the end of the
nice.
Day and you're like, okay, I can just kind of mellow out. I got nothing. I got nothing. Mm-hmm. Ooh, who's that?
I don't know.
Who's that? Get it.
Let's see.
Who's that? Did you know about our rule that whoever calls, like they're going to be in the air?
Oh, you want to get me on a day where my
Who's
dad
that?
Calls. Andrea. I just yelled out the answer to Wheel of Fortune. The end is nigh, because she never knows the answers.
To Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah.
What?
She never solves the puzzle in Wheel of Fortune.
And she just wrote to say she's happy she did that?
Yes. Yeah. That the world must be coming to an end, because even she knew the answer.
Oh, the end is nigh. I get it.
See, I was going to explain to him that girls just call each other and text each other for no reason.
No, random.
That's what girls do. We were talking to Victor the night of your 1 hour show, and we're like, yeah, we run down our phone talking to our best friends. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't know. We've known each other for 15 years.
12 Somehow years. No reason.
We have things to say still to each other every goddamn day.
I doubt if she gets married that she'll talk to her husband as much. Like, literally, she'll run out of shit to say to him in like 5 years.
That's true. I'm on the phone with my friend for 2 hours. I'm never on the phone with Keith for 2 hours.
For what?
I was away for a month. I think we were on the phone for 1 hour twice during
Maybe.
That month, right? Otherwise, we get really awkward on the phone, mm-hmm. Keith and me. We just get like, so, just want to tell you this, that, and the other. So, how's it going? Okay. Okay. What's wrong? Nothing. I don't know. Okay. And then we come home. It's like, why was that awkward? I don't know. I hate the phone.
Well, no, we have a special, girls have a special gene where you can watch TV on the phone with someone else.
Exactly.
Like, you don't even have to actually necessarily be talking about anything because there's always Maury.
Oh, you know who he can watch TV on the phone with? His ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Watch TV on the
Can't
phone?
Can't you? Yes, you do. You watch TV shows with your ex-girlfriend.
Oh, well, watch TV. She's saying during commercials, talk.
They, as soon as the commercial goes, it's ring a poo poo ring, and it's like, did you see that? Yeah, fuck
that
no, because I'm watching it, and you know it.
I think maybe it's if this ex is a stand up comic, and we're watching, say, a comedian mm-hmm. show or something, uh-huh. and then we talk about not every show.
It's work related,
right?
Okay,
thank you.
Dang,
no what problem. Else you got? Enough of this.
Sorry, I had to get up
okay.
to
it. It doesn't fall under the guise of absurd black people news because he's the second favorite black people person to white America, but
Bill
Chris
Cosby.
No, he's like 4 or 5 now. He's been messing up.
The second favorite. Wait, can I guess?
Yes.
The first favorite?
No, the second favorite.
Oh, go ahead. Guess.
Chris Rock?
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker. I was close.
You were close. It was a Chris.
You gotta give me more time.
He was pulled over in Georgia on Sunday for speeding. He was doing 109 miles an hour in a Bentley. My only question, I didn't know Bentleys went 109 miles an hour. They're big cars and they're heavy.
It's like a Cadillac, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even good. He was wearing a sweater vest in his mugshot. He's not even, not like a real, you know, DMX will steal your car and tell you he's the police. Chris Tucker, he's wearing a sweater vest and looking really stunned. He stayed in jail for 30 minutes. Next.
Who's the number one black person?
Will Smith.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
duh.
They love Will Smith.
Switch, 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 yeah. switch. He really is street.
That's a terrible switch. Song.
Switch,
whenever he's
switch.
Wearing the wife beater, he's being street.
Oh. Mm,
just
okay.
so you know.
The
so you know which
clean
Will Smith you're dealing
with. I iron this wife beater.
The
wife
jeans.
Beater?
He's like my dad. He has the crease down the front of the jeans.
I hate the crease
my
down the
My dad does that, but he's old. He calls jeans dungarees.
Okay, that's fair.
He's like emotionally old.
My mom used to iron us that way, and I'm like, please stop. She's like, oh, it's less work for me. I'm like, then stop.
Do you know exactly what Will Smith said about Eminem in a song? I don't know. Supposedly he trashes Eminem a little bit.
He did, but in a Will Smith way where it's not really threatening. It's
right.
not
really?
Anything interesting. It's just sort of, you're not real. Oh, because you are Will Smith, but he's not
right.
either, so.
Yeah, he's not real. Well, everything, Will Smith, what's that part? Oh, you're too good to get on the dance floor with the way he talks in every movie,
yeah.
you know?
Right.
That same character.
Right.
Whatever.
He also talked about, Wendy Williams said that he talked about her as well. But I hope one day he talks about me and his
He doesn't want
songs.
Wendy to really talk about him.
How you doing?
Him and that wife he has. Yeah, very how you doing, the both of them.
They're both gay?
I heard that they have an open relationship.
They have an open relationship and she sleeps with other women. I don't know about him and men, but she sleeps with other women.
And that, and like they both know and it's totally
cool. They both
cool.
know it's fine.
Yeah. Keith said I'm allowed to sleep with other women.
Switch.
It's
switch.
Hence the song.
Yeah.
Right, baby?
Yeah, oh, yeah, sleep away.
Sleep away.
The we did a clown party for
Nia Long,
the girlfriend of Will Smith on those shows. And I hate a clown party when they tell you that, oh, park in the lot and they'll pay for your thing.
Right.
They always forget. So we pay for our whatever. Mm-hmm. Then we get, you know, our $10 tip or whatever. Our parking is $20, right?
Mm-hmm.
20 or 20-some bucks. So then you feel like a douche, but then you got to go back and go, okay, and you know, and you're leaving a little hint, like, does this place validate parking or?
Yeah, because usually it's just a validation issue. We're at one of the Chelsea Pairs.
They've done it.
So we go back, and I sent Keith back, and he goes, we were told that we were going to get paid for parking, and we asked her husband, and Leo Long goes,
We already tipped them. No, what do they want?
No, she goes, right? You just gave them $20. Yeah. We're like, okay. Yeah.
And you know, and she probably feels like they always try to take advantage of us. Right, they just probably figured out who we were.
Superstar that she is.
Do you know that, and I told both of you this.
She got shot in that show. What cop show is she doing now? She got shot in it. I saw it.
Oh, really?
She's
I was
on
washing
TV?
Dishes or something. You couldn't tell, but I did once. And I saw her get shot, and I was glad.
Oh, my God. She was on one of my favorite shows, Judging Amy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the funniest thing is I just saw her in the episode right after I did the party. I didn't know she was on. Anyway, there was another...
She's a little bitch in Judging Amy, true or false?
Not really.
Nah.
Not really.
Nah.
Stop.
Just say yes.
And the other thing is, when she first turned around, and I don't know from famous people, but when she first turned around, and like you have to, as a performer, as a clown thing, you go to the mom and you're like, hi, this is me, and I'm going to do this, and he's going to get into Spider-Man and all this stuff. So when she turned around to say hi, I'm like, hi, I'm Giggles and whatever. I was about to be like, you look like someone. You look like that girl from the Will Smith thing.
That's not Gabrielle Union.
No. I swear to God. And I paused, like she asked me something and I paused, like thinking, should I be asking this? And I'm like, douchebag, that is her. And I can't even, because I thought it was Mia. I thought the mother's name was Mia. This is not an interesting story at all. But I almost said, you look like Nia Long to Nia Long. I do that a lot. And I don't even know their name. I ran into What's-Her-Face from The Sopranos, the one that was having an affair.
The hot one, Annabella Sciorra.
Yeah, and I go,
She didn't look so hot.
I didn't think she would in person.
I've spanked at her, I'm sure. She did not look hot in person.
I'm surprised you think she's so hot, because it's not really your thing, but you surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I saw her in some makeup store, and I'm like, hey, you're you.
Nice to have the validation.
And she's like, I go to her, are you who you think I am? Are you who I think you are? And she's like, who do you think I am? And I'm like, okay, I don't know names, so I'll just walk away.
Leaving now.
I'm such an ass. I've done that more than once.
The Sopranos guy smacked you in the face and threw a steak at your head.
More than once, the celebrities, I'm like, oh, that's how I met, what's his face from MTV? The guy
your
with
boyfriend,
the turban.
Sway.
I met Sway. I just walked out of the office with a bunch of people, and then I noticed this guy looks familiar to me. I go, I know you. And he's like, okay. And I just started talking to him.
Lovely.
I'm an asshole.
You said he's a douche, true or false?
Well, we exchanged phone numbers. Well, here's what happened. We exchanged phone numbers and we were supposed to hang out this one night.
I remember that.
Yeah. We were supposed to hang out and then I was coming home and I got this message from Keith. Keith and I just started dating and Keith is like, by the way, I'm over your house. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm not hanging out with this guy tonight.
And so in a parallel universe, Sway's your boyfriend.
You were still there from the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And you call. I even told you this like several times. And I get this. I know I'm supposed to hang out with this guy tonight. We're going to some MTV party or something like that. And then and I didn't get the message. I thought he should have called me during the day for when I'm going, because I thought, like, you know, from Manhattan, mm-hmm. I had just gotten off the train to Queens. And to me, it's like, you called too late anyway.
Right.
But so he had just called me, but my phone died. But I heard Keith's message like, oh, I'm still at your place, by the way. I hope that's cool. So I ended up like not even calling Sway back that night.
I remember that. I got the call that Hemda's dating Sway.
Oh, God.
And then like the next afternoon, Hem does not date anyone.
Oh my God. Well, the thing is, the next, I didn't bother even checking my phone at all because I figure like I'm just hanging out with this guy.
Yeah, because we met Keith and we decided that you weren't going to date Sway.
Totally. Yeah.
We had already decided for you.
Yeah. And then, but then I listened to the messages like the day after and he goes like this. He already left a message like, oh, here's where I'm going. You know, I hope you meet me, blah, blah, blah. But then, and then he called again because I didn't respond. He's like, here's the number. I'm like, did he just
sign? He's got kids
on my
anyway, so whatever.
Does he really?
Yes, he does. He has a little girl.
But I didn't appreciate the sigh on my phone because I didn't call you back. And by the way, you called me too late, and I would have even had to decide if I even wanted to go back into Manhattan to meet your ass.
And that's a trek when you don't want to.
Sway. Sway the fuck out of the picture.
Meanwhile, I told Keith that I met Sway. So now every time we see him on TV.
There's your boyfriend.
Yeah, there's your boyfriend. There's your boyfriend. This was like 2.5 years ago.
Yep.
Over 2.5 years ago, actually. Great.
Going strong.
I love you.
There's more Sway. 80s news. Sway doesn't love you.
No. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Just so you know, I don't want there to be any misconceptions. Because the movie The Net wasn't enough. I don't know if you remember that movie with Sandra Bullock.
I liked it.
They're making The Net Part 2.
Good, as they should.
But you keep wanting to make him hate the 80s, and it's not going to happen.
I love all this stuff.
Last week I watched Transformers. Woo-hoo! I'm officially ready to order my coffin. They're making He-Man over.
Good.
Okay. Good. We like the 80s way too much.
Okay, I love He-Man. I love the 80s.
Did you like the He-Man movie?
Okay, I heard, yes. I love
the
original.
Retarded Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, I never saw it.
Yes, because it's like watching Flash Gordon. It's retarded.
That guy has that disease.
So, but I heard He-Man. I'm like, okay. I heard John Woo, kind of excited.
Who's John Woo,
the director. He's going to be directing it.
He makes all those movies that are slow action.
Like the Matrix-y
dramatic.
Kind of kicking things. And
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then they decide that they're most likely going to cast The Rock as He-Man.
Of course.
I have no problem with that. The Rock is
no. He-Man is white. He is a white blonde man.
Oh my goodness.
There are rules.
I can't even believe.
No, that's true. Why shouldn't
If they make Halle Berry Wonder Woman, there'd be just as many complaints. I want my He-Man white.
That's true. Why can't he be blonde and look like Fabio?
Like He-Man.
I don't get it.
A
Samoan is still a person to me, and I don't see the big deal.
No.
You don't mind that The Rock will be the...
I don't, because
like
he's
Rock.
Not black to me.
As long as he's not black.
Oh,
if Wesley Snipes was doing
or
it, Jet start
Lee,
writing letters.
You know, he's not going to be Asian.
I prefer Jet Li at this point. I don't want
If
The
we're going to talk silly, why even have a show?
Corey Haim is off the drugs.
Ooh, you know how much I used to love Corey Haim.
I loved him so hard.
Oh my God.
It was terrible.
That doofy smile of his.
You can keep your Corey Feldman. It was all about Corey Haim.
Corey Feldman's
the blonde, and Corey Haim's the... The messed up one on Surreal
Corey
Life,
Feldman
right?
is the messed
Corey
up
Feldman
one.
Corey Feldman is the messed up one. They're both messed up, but Corey Feldman was the messed up one.
Oh, and you're talking about
Life.
You like Corey Haim.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he was so pretty.
He was He was in a Sega video game. It was very good.
I don't care.
Whatever.
I love him.
He was cute.
Oh my God.
He was
so cute.
Oh, I want to look his balls.
But he was on all the drugs. He got to the point where he was selling his teeth on eBay. And I'm not kidding. He had some teeth pulled
know,
and he put them up on eBay.
That's why it's funny.
To buy the drugs. He's officially super, super, super clean. He's in recovery. He's been clean for about 6 months. He was on TV to promote the...
You know who was on... Who would be a good He-Man? Rick Schroeder.
No.
What the
no?
fuck? Is that a joke?
I'm not even going to look at you right now. That was terrible. You said Rick Schroeder for a second, blonde, and then put Rick Schroeder.
Not for a second, nothing.
Get one of those guys from like the WWF that's like blonde
oh, that's
and
true.
Dieseled out or
He's
something.
He's the only one with personality, The Rock.
That's true. I'm sorry, you were saying so. Corey Haim.
They're putting the movie License to Drive out on DVD.
Oh my God, that's the movie that I liked him the most in because
he
did
the
that.
Cutest and
he did that picture for his license. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that smile! I was like, can I have your license?
I love that he always started his sentences with his mouth open. But he's clean.
I'm not even listening to the show anymore.
He's like 33 now, and he's gained about 40 pounds getting off the drugs. So he's kind of pudged, but I'm just glad he's clean.
No thanks.
Take a needle.
Do you remember the dad from the TV show Alf?
Do I?
Max Wright?
Yes.
There is a new videotape floating around of him. He is a crackhead.
Sex. Oh, damn.
And what's on the videotape, he is seen smoking crack and having sex with two homeless men.
Two homeless men. I'm not surprised.
I want to see that.
I'm not
surprised. Why aren't you surprised?
That he's gay and does freaky shit. I'm not surprised.
I'll find the link and send it to you.
Please? Yes. Really?
He's clean now. He's entered a 12-step program in the advent of because the tape is coming out. He's
as
sort of
soon
clean now.
As we get that, we are putting it on keithandthegirl.com.
There we go.
Oh, that's a good one.
And he's like calling them, like, he calls them both Alf.
Ben Affleck didn't want you to have to try to think up a new name for his relationship, so he is now engaged to Jennifer Garner, so they can remain
Jennifer.
That makes
it easier.
Shut up.
Maybe they're officially engaged.
Maybe he got a Jennifer tattoo before.
Jennifer part two.
But how do people get engaged so quickly after an engagement?
Well, because they know they can get divorced so quickly, so it's not so much of an issue.
I don't get it. Like, we're promising a lot of things here. How do you do that?
They don't promise that. We have prenups. They're just having a really big party with nice clothes. They're not really doing
when you're at that
productive
level.
I could dig that.
It's not
and
as
you can party all the time. You gotta up it once and be like, fuck it, let's get married this weekend.
And now we
what does her ring look like? Because wasn't
they haven't done the whole ring thing yet, but apparently his mother's happy this go around because his mother never really dug Jennifer Lopez, so she's happy this time.
It's Jennifer Garner. Okay.
Yeah, Jennifer Garner's a safe person. It's her second marriage, his first.
Really? How old is she?
She is early 30s, but she was married
she
to
looks young.
This is Jagar we're talking about.
Yeah, Jagar.
Right.
She was on Felicity at one point, the TV show that used to come on.
That's not her fault.
And she was married.
Remember when Felicity cut her hair and I was
and
like,
everyone went
that
ape
whole
shit.
Right?
Yeah, everyone went totally ape shit.
I couldn't watch it anymore.
Do you even understand the show actually got canceled because she cut her hair?
As it should. What is she thinking?
But she was married to one of the main characters on that show. That's how she ended up on the show. And they got divorced when she got Alias and sort of started to get famous. And he was a purse holder. So
he was a purse holder,
like the fine line of purse holders in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Like your Chad Lowe's and your purse holders. They don't want a picture of you. Hold my purse.
Yeah, he's gotta do another Goodwill Hunting quick.
Yeah, that's
you know what I mean.
Oh, Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck's doing okay.
Nah, Jennifer Garner's doing okay too.
He's doing bad movies, but he's getting big paychecks for him, so it doesn't make a difference. It evens itself
it
out.
It does at night when she puts on a strap on. It's just
I think that would happen regardless. I think it would be in celebration if he had a good movie come out. But it's time for Ho Watch.
Ho Watch, Ho Watch, Ho Watch.
Ho Watch.
Oh, all right.
First up in Ho Watch, we have a blast from the past. When you think Ho Watch, you think younger girls.
Right.
I got an older one for you. I got two words, Dolly Parton.
Oh, all right.
Oh, I like her and those fat fucking tits.
It turns out that she has circular tattoos around her nipples of butterflies.
That's nice. Ew. You could put anything there. You got all that space. It's almost a shame not to draw on it.
On the other one, she has Quiznos. You know, that's a little ad. No. She just has tattoos of butterflies around her nipples.
Nothing wrong with that.
You run she was showing them off at a party.
Ew.
I don't want to see Dolly.
Does she still have that theme park, Dollywood?
She does still have Dollywood.
And the spinning D cups.
I don't know if she still has that, but she still has the theme park.
How long were you waiting to tell that joke?
A little bit, about 4 years now.
So glad that you brought up Dolly Parton.
I'm glad.
Hold on, I got some more.
That.
I bet like you meet her,
uh-huh,
and she's so nice. She's just like she'll let you like honk her tits. Like yeah. It's an nipple? Honor to meet you.
Would you like a nipple?
Yeah. Do you want to touch my tits, darling?
Is your child
like, really? That's where. No, squeeze them. I don't mind. Oh, thank you, Dolly Parton. No problem.
Justin. That's his Dolly Parton impersonation. Yeah. Oh, slash me, slash you.
Anyone female.
Any female.
Slash Elmo. Oh, okay.
Slash Elmo, that's true.
Justin Timberlake has extended an invitation to Sharon Stone to be the woman in his next video. A passion.
Sharon Stone? Can he do that? Is he that big?
What's that?
They did a movie together just recently. It's going to be coming out over the summer.
Repeat that?
Sure it is.
He asked Sharon Stone to
be... I was getting over my D-cups joke. I wasn't listening.
It's a recovery period. He's asked her to be the female lead in his next video. The love interest.
Asked who?
Sharon Stone.
Asked who?
Oh my God.
No, Justin Timberlake asked Sharon Stone.
Who cares
Stone.
Anymore?
No
Just
one.
Tell the story.
You're an ass. Next. Let him do that to you.
I think she's still hot.
I was sleeping
no
on
joke.
The game.
Sharon Stone. Yes.
I think she's still hot.
Yeah.
I don't think that Justin Timberlake has the right to say, will you be in my video? Do you?
It's kind of
well, you got to ask her. She won't know where
creepy.
To go.
Like, let it go.
All right, that's true.
Trying to do that whole thing.
That's true.
I like it.
Lindsay Lohan has been, she's back in LA. She's finished filming in New York. So
she's starting to get too old.
If you're looking for her, she's not here anymore. She's gone home. But she's sporting some new lips. she had Restylane implants put into her lips.
Ew.
Really?
Restylane is like a step above silicone. It distributes evenly. It doesn't bunch. You don't get the fish lip thing, but she's still swollen and there's like the prick marks.
From Do we have a picture of that?
I have pictures of it.
Can you send us that?
Yes, I will.
That'll also be on Keith and
I'm not doing all this work. None of this stuff might be there, folks.
Well, in like the next 2 weeks, I got one of those blog things that the kids talk about. And I'll start throwing them up on there as I find them.
So you know what? Just give us the link to that.
Yeah, I'll give you a link to that.
Do you know what it's... Do you already have it already?
I have the address already.
Can we get the address?
Yeah, it's stickandmove.blogspot.com.
Stick and move?
One word.
Yeah, but it's A-N-D?
A-N-D.
Okay, stickandmove.
Dot blog. If you go there now, it won't tell you anything.
But now, go.
But go now. Yeah, because... And then next week I might have screening passes for the new Will Ferrell movie.
What's
if you want to give those away.
Yeah.
Kicking and Screaming or something like that, where he's a soccer dad.
Oh.
All right.
If you're in New York.
How do we give it away?
We should have some sort of contest that we'll make up
in the next week, and when I get the pass, I'll let you know.
Okay, cool. Thanks. How many passes do you have, too?
I have one pass, but it's good for a person and a guest, and you have to be in New York because it's a New York screening, or willing to come to New York to see a $10 movie for free.
And now, is this
that
one
is
of those?
Weird that these, you ever see these screens? I don't want to make this prize seem like bullshit, but
no, it
you
is.
Go
it
to
is
these,
total bullshit.
You go to these screenings and you just these free screenings. You know, not it's not red carpet premieres. It's free screening.
No, it's a free screening.
Hundreds of people in line outside during winter, during whenever, but
you
it happens during winter. For what?
Yeah, you have to
for
do the $10.
I don't get it. Then I heard that
to
you
see
might
the
not
week
even,
ahead of time.
That's what you have to tell people ahead of time.
It's not
that
Star Wars.
It's not the premiere from the studio, so you do have to show up early, and you may not get in.
You may not get in. Yeah. So to me, like, I don't know.
If you're really dying to see it, like. 2 weeks before anyone
else.
Yeah,
everybody. I can't make a move without hearing about Kicking and Screaming.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's see if anyone's interested in this. And if then, you're interested, tell us on tritecom.libsyn.com.
First person to write in gets them.
That'll be Michael G.
You don't even have to be from New York.
He's in California.
Good. You win,
he
Michael G.
You can give them away.
You win. They're in your mailbox.
Now, black people news.
They're in your mailbox. Just kidding. It's a photocopy of them.
It's probably what it's going to be. It's probably going to be printing. But, not just black people news, absurd black people news.
Absurd black people news.
Okay, first up, as always, we have Bobby Brown. He,
it's my prerogative.
It is his prerogative because he told the National Enquirer that if they want a phone or face-to-face interview with him, they have to bring $1 million cash.
They'll do it.
Crack may be whack, but he's smoking it because they...
You don't think they'll do that?
They told him, you have nothing to tell us that's worth $1 million.
Shut up.
They said, no, we're good. They just wanted some info on his... they wanted a phone interview, basically, about what's going on in... Whitney's now in Antigua.
Right.
And...
rehabbing.
Next stop on the rehab tour.
Right.
So she was on Bermuda, but now she's in Antigua.
Right.
And he was apparently spotted with some women while she was in rehab. He was visiting her.
Let me tell you something, though.
Yeah.
If you're that big and the inquirer wants to know, why not go? $1 million. Why not throw out a number?
But
who the hell knows?
He's not that big.
I know, but...
He's a purse holder. Another purse holder.
He became a purse holder? I don't know. Yeah, I
King
guess.
King of R&B, my ass.
Oh, that's true.
Rocks and bags.
That's true. Yeah.
But it's in absurd black people news because she does a pretty good impression. Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas is apparently going to have a solo album a la Gwen Stefani.
I could see that.
She forgot about Wild Orchid. She doesn't do too good outside of the box. I think she just started doing well. She should stick with the Black
you
Eyed
think
Peas
so?
Thing for a little bit.
Is she pretty?
No. Yeah.
The only time I've seen her is in Maxim magazine, and she's so obviously done up. Like whenever that older chick from Sex and the City.
Well, she's
freakish.
Older
because
she's 30. She's 32, almost 33.
And then I see regular pictures, and she's always fuzzed out. Mm-hmm. She's always fuzzy.
Yeah,
why?
But something about her is hot, though.
She's not necessarily pretty. She's constructed well.
She's hot.
She works. You can tell she works out.
She works out like
they
crazy.
Paint her up
like
properly.
A construction worker.
Listen, in Wild Orchid, it's not that she was fat at all, but she had
she
a
just
lot
wasn't the
more,
way she is now.
She had a lot more curves.
What's,
that was not her body.
What's Wild
she
Orchid?
She was in a three-girl group.
All the girls from Kids Incorporated.
I thought you were talking about that sex movie.
No, not that.
Oh no. What was their song? I liked it.
I don't remember, but I remember the
incredible voice. It was a great group. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, but she didn't have the boobs then. She got a nice pair installed. She works
That's
out.
That's not hers?
Hamda, did you see how small she's pocket sized? You don't come out with those. You purchase them.
I thought she had that back in the
those
day.
Are not her tits.
Shut up.
Maybe she's on her second set, but those aren't hers.
Really? They're not even that big.
We have to sit down and have the breast implant talk one day. I'll tell you how to tell if they're not real.
But I, wow.
No, they're not her titties.
They're not no. big, though, right?
They're hers because she bought them, a la the weave theory, but they're not hers.
What is it, a C? B?
Those are D's. She's small. She's not topping 5'1". In heels, she's doing 5'4".
You know who would let you touch them and figure it out? Dolly Parton.
And if they lay down, if a woman's laying down and they go towards her collarbone, they're not hers.
Keith just has to throw in something stupid when we're talking too girly. So okay. I guess we have
but
to
But we're
move
talking
on.
About tits.
I know, right?
And somehow you ruined it.
So you don't think she'll do well?
Not that it won't do well, but it's a
I
big
say
jump.
Only because you said a la what's her face?
Who are we talking about?
Gwen Stefani. I think if she puts out a song
that
like that,
kind of deal?
Yeah, she'll do good because she could dance a little bit and she looks all right, and they could market it good like that.
I'm freaking sick of Gwen
I'm betting
Stefani
you
at this point.
Right here.
Oh, I don't doubt it'll do okay, but I think she needs to stay the course a little bit longer with the Black Eyed Peas and work
maybe.
That out
although they're fizzling out, so now's a good
they
time.
They have a new album coming, getting ready to come out. I just saw the video.
Is she on it?
A new single. Yeah, she's totally on it.
Oh, then she's
do not
right.
quitting. She's just doing like Gwen Stefani did and having
smart
her own
move. I call
side
it
project. Mariah Carey, Crazy sells.
She's insane.
400,000 copies this week of the new album.
Fuck her.
She knocked 50 out of first place.
Fuck her.
That's right.
50 Cent is on the charts in like three songs.
Yeah. Fuck her. By the way, she used to be like one of the idols for me when she first came out with her record and what was Vision of Love. You know what, I learned a lot vocally from that song. Like, I actually increased my range vocally because of that song. I used to work at Jamaica Avenue at 14 and I was at the counter, like I was the register girl. Every time that song came out, I was like, nobody come to the register, I have to listen to the song. Now I found that she's a big douchebag who just, she's like, I only had sex less than 5 times. What are you saving it for? I see your ass crack in this magazine and you're mm-hmm. like, I only had sex 5 times and I just want you to know that I don't have to have sex. No. I don't need any sex. I don't. So don't ask me.
Like, she doesn't need sex with men.
She's too lazy to be a cunt licker. Fuck her.
Who said she's the one doing the licking?
You're a star.
Have you ever seen the way the brat looks at her? Lust
really?
And adoration in those eyes.
She's such a whore in all these magazines. Less I can count on. Less. She has to say that in every interview. Every interview, she spreads her legs mm-hmm. so far out. She has to wear the minimum clothing that is allowed in that particular
magazine.
And
then throw a butterfly on it.
Yeah, exactly.
If I see her next to one more fucking butterfly, you're a grown-ass woman.
I just really, really like pretty things. Will you come in the bathtub with me? But we can't have sex.
she refuses to say now that Mariah Carey was an influence.
Me? Yeah. I know. I'm no. embarrassed to say
she's
it.
Disinherited.
She I'm embarrassed.
Who's replaced her?
It feels like she has to say, you know, what everybody says. You know,
you have to say the
Aretha
smart
Franklin,
singing answer.
Aretha Franklin was an influence, but before Aretha Franklin, actually, Mariah Carey was an influence. I'm so embarrassed to say that.
You can't say it anymore. You have to say pre whatever album, the last album that
to.
You were good, you thought was good.
I
Mariah
have to
Carey.
Say that. Otherwise, well, I look like a douchebag.
Right.
What's this song that she's a? It's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like da 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 da. Look at me.
That's a song I used to sing when I was 10. It's like that, y'all. That's so silly.
She has to turn every rap word that's put into her songs into something sexy.
Yeah.
Give me another rap thing. Somebody will come in like, yeah, me, Mariah, go
oh,
back
fire.
Like babies in pacifier. Oh, third dog, no lie. He's not a liar. Liar, la, 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 lie.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Oh.
Urban Mariah is no good. Yeah, she's got to scream at the end.
What the fuck is that? I never understood
it's
that.
It's a siren call. It's for all the sea animals.
I can sing like a dolphin.
Well, wasn't that the name of one of her albums?
Dolphin?
Dolphin
pretty,
Shouts.
Pretty Little Dolphins.
It was called Dolphin Shouts.
I pet dolphins in my sleep, and they're just so pretty. And this is the room. Oh, my God. Her
house.
Her crib thing.
Yeah.
I only saw half of it, and I was like, I was amazed. I looked at it like it was child pornography. I was like, what the fuck am I watching? Is this for real?
They gave her the whole half hour.
And yeah. then this ensemble is for the next room that we're going into.
She changed clothes like 7 times.
She changed clothes. Not only that, when she went into her bathtub, she
with
put
all her clothes on.
Only her only her towel was on her, and then she went into her bubble bath and she took off the
with
towel.
With the towel on, and then she took the towel off and the camera had to pan away.
Right, but then on another interview, she goes, "Why does everyone think I got naked in front of the camera? Like, I would really do that." Slut. If you look like a slut every minute we're looking at you, if you're like, "I'm about to get not naked," we're gonna think you're naked, you fucking asshole.
She really struck a chord with you.
Yeah, she did.
You just totally went off on a Mariah Carey tangent. Your imitation of Mariah Carey is 10 times better than his imitation of any female ever.
And my Dolly
beautiful.
Parton.
Not your Dolly Parton,
you almost,
baby.
You almost put the microphone through the other side of your head trying to do that one. That was really interpretive. I'm kind of proud.
I'm so mad at her. Vision of Love is the shit. Even Someday with her cheesy Running Man in the video where I was like, "Oh no, don't dance in your videos.
It started to go when Old Dirty Bastard did that song. You realized
Dream
that
lover,
Urban Mariah was just starting to come on the scene. And then when she broke up with the husband...
Yeah,
it was full on. Let's get Jada Kiss in the video.
Well, her whole thing was like the husband. What's his name?
Was repressing her, Tommy Mottola.
Yeah, Tommy Mottola wouldn't let her dress like that. So as soon as he was out of the picture,
because he's
like,
a hater.
I could finally be the slut that I wanted to be.
And everyone's really just restraining their inner slut.
Tommy Mottola. What's he the owner of?
So he's Sony. One of the presidents of Sony. Yeah.
And he was much older than her. Like
he's,
she got.
He's
signed
a lot
at
older
19.
Than he's a lot older than the new wife too.
Yeah. Well, hey. You got the money.
What do you
Yeah, he's
do?
Really holding you back, Mariah. You know, you can't come out, and I'm sorry to get all retarded, but I heard like it's so hard to come out on something like Vision of Love. You can't come out that huge on a slow song.
Right.
Usually to get into the pop Z100 and all that stuff, Z100 is in New York, but to get into the quick pop stations, you're not coming out with something like Vision of Love. You're coming out with something like If you want it.
Yeah, something
you
popular.
Got
yeah.
It. You know? So he's the one who shoved $1 million behind her, but he was holding her back because she only got to wear those. She kept wearing everywhere.
She had to wear sweaters.
That little black dress.
That too. Oh, and all the old hair with the bangs.
Exactly. It was sexy, but she wasn't. He was holding her back. I could see every angle of your body. No one's
the
holding
new wife
back.
Dresses. The new wife's sexy. She doesn't.
Does she dress like a hoe bag?
It's the Leah. Dahlia. The one who has the line of clothes at Kmart. She's a Spanish language singer.
Why are you looking at me for a name?
Well, she fucking sings.
Why?
You might know.
I don't give a shit.
Whatever.
That's my Mariah Carey thing. Please fuck me in the ass, but
I'm still a lady.
I'm sorry. Yes, baby?
I'd like to apologize to Dolly Parton for the show turning so crass. I appreciate you listening,
oh, please,
baby.
Dolly Parton likes it in the ass.
Dream lover, come. You can shut it off. I'm done now. Oh my god, take a picture of me at this angle. My boob sticks out and my ass sticks out, and it looks like I want it, but under 5 people I slept with. Please make sure you print that, or I'm gonna answer every question with under 5. Every question.
So Mariah, what do you think of your new album?
I slept with under 5 people.
Let's get retarded in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and 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 running, running.
In this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break your necks. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. Loser inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's pulling me out. You wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. We burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from Northwest East style. Everybody,
yeah.
Everybody,
yeah.
Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Get stupid, get retarded.
Don't get ahead, just jump into it.
time. Your kiss stand still, twist and bang your spine. Bob your head like epilepsy. Up inside your club or in your belly. Get messy, loud and sick. Your mind fast, no more on another head trip. So, come to now, do not correct it. Let's get ignorant, let's get hectic. Everybody, yeah. Everybody.